I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria. Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with this who are called to supremacy Nigeria. They still be among Nigerians.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The special assistant to the president on digital and new media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the executive secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The senior special assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on public affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Ineoluwa Aboyeji. We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show, Donso Bikili.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofun.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the ports.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
What are the differences between the APC and the PDP? What are the differences between the APC and the PDP? That was the biggest question that you had for our debaters last week during our conversation about political defections. I had members from both major parties debating the issue, but a lot of you who called kept on insisting that to you, the parties are the same. And it brings me to our big hard fact for today. The APC and the PDP are the only parties to have won the Nigerian presidency in the Fourth Republic. The APC and the PDP are the only parties to have won the presidency in the Fourth Republic. That's why this conversation is important. Until another party, a third force, if you will, can step up and win a nationwide election, the question of whether or not these two parties are the same is a life and death question for the nation, for the people of the nation, for even the democracy of this nation. And speaking of democracy, we have local government elections coming up this month here in Lagos. It's as good a time as any for a lot of Nigerians to hear from the parties, right? Here to talk about the parties are two members. In the red corner, representing the umbrella, is a frontline Lagos PDP strategist, Demola Olarenwaju. He's in traffic at the moment, stuck on Third Mainland Bridge, I've been made to understand. So hopefully he joins us before we're done with this. In the blue corner, representing the broom, is a member of the Young Stakeholders of APC and the Executive Director Communications for Red Media. Segun Tomori, welcome to Hard Facts. Okay, well, while he figures that out, Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. What do you think about defections? Do you think elected officials should keep the seats once they defect? What causes these defections? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to ask Segun this question, and when Demola joins, I'll ask him the question as well. What is the ideology of your party? How does it differ from the other party? Later on, I'm going to let you both respond to what each other say when Demola joins and answers the question. But for now, just give me your own description. What's the ideology of your party? How does it differ from the other party?
Thank you very much. Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I crystal?
Yes, very.
Okay. Basically, the ideology of the APC is progressive. It's supposed to be progressive ideology. It's supposed to be welfarist-based ideology. Mm. It's supposed to be developmental because you see that when we took over power, you know, everybody can attest to the fact that infrastructural renewal has been a cardinal objective of the APC. We've seen railways, you know, that either in the past administrations that they said was not possible. Standard gauge, brand new standard gauge railway have sprung up across the country. Lagos Ibadan standard gauge railway, Itakpe Wori, the ongoing. Just today, the president went to commission the groundbreaking ceremony for the Kano to Kaduna standard gauge railway, which will connect Ibadan, Lagos to Kano, You understand? But within the time frame of the administration, I think they'll be able to finish the Kano to Kaduna. We've seen that we completed the Abuja to Kaduna railway. It was started by the past administration, but it has been completed. You know, part of the cardinal objectives of the APC has also been the that has made up distinct in terms of progressive ideology has been the social investment program, which I said in the past interview, the National Social Investment Program, which encompasses employment, credit, soft credit to artisans, farmers, market people, and all that, which is the government enterprise empowerment program and all that. Then social housing scheme too, which is ongoing.
Maybe pause and then allow the network to recover so that you can keep going, because we stopped hearing what you were saying because the network was bleeping out. And then can you hear me clearly? It's cracking. So it's probably from my end. Okay. Well, we had Segun Tomori on the line. We're going to try and get him back. We're going to try and fix our network problem there. But in the meantime, he's talking about what it's like. He's talking about what their ideology is as the APC. That was a question that he was answering before the network dropped out. Now, he was also listing infrastructure, and I wonder if you agree, Lagos, that infrastructure is ideology, because he's listing railway projects, etc., etc. Is that an ideology, do you think? Well, we have Segun back on the line. Segun, hi. Is the network better now? Ooh, all right, Tech, if you're listening, please try and fix my internet so that I can have this conversation with the gentleman. So far, we've got the member of the young stakeholders of APC on the show with us. We're expecting a frontline Lagos PDP strategist to join us as well. And we will keep talking. All right, so is it my internet that is bad or is it yours? Because Tech seems to be saying that our internet on this end is great. But while we figure that out, Lagos, let's take your calls. You've heard some of the things that Segun has said before the network dropped out. What do you think? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Timothy. Calling from Nigeria.
Welcome, Timothy.
There's dampers there. I think I did not go to school much, but according to the English of Mr. Shen, he said their ideology is supposed to be, but to be sincere with you, it's supposed to be, their ideology is supposed to be what they told us before, but to be greater surprise, it was not be. Which means he himself knows that their ideology that the APC mean for Nigeria, they really mean for Nigeria, but that is how it's supposed to be, but this was not obvious. So what is he trying to tell us is that their ideology that they bring before people was not made up for their promise to us. So for me, whether PDP, whether APC, they are the same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, Shan, what we're going to do is call you via the phone because it looks like because it's raining today, the network won't cooperate. And so we can't hear each other over Skype. But we will right now call you over the phone. Does that work? Would that be okay? I don't know if you can hear me. But okay, so let's end the Skype call and let's give Mr. Tomori a call over the phone. Hopefully, we'll also have Demola ready by that time as well, and he can also join in via the phone line. So Lagos, please stop calling. Biko, stop calling us. End the calls. End it. End your calls. End it so that we can have access to Mr. Tomori and then... he'll join the conversation. But if you just tuned in, I said stop calling, stop calling. Because if you're jamming the phone lines, we can't call out. We need to be able to call him. All right? Aha. Okay. Now, I was saying that the biggest question that everybody had last week when we started this conversation was, you know, the ideology of the party, of the parties. What are the differences between the APC and the PDP? That was the biggest question that you had for Segun and Demola last week. And I told you that the APC and the PDP are the only parties to have won the presidency in the Fourth Republic. That's why this conversation is important. Until another party can step up and win a national election, a nationwide election, the question of whether or not these two parties are the same is a life and death question for the nation, for the people of this country, for the democracy of this country. Stop calling. Oh, I don't know who is calling. Stop calling so that we can place a call out. Until we do that, please stop giving us a call right now, all right, so that we can figure this out, okay? In the meantime, though, you can send your messages via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is available. We're also streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And, of course, there is YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Now, don't forget, I reminded you that there are elections happening on the 24th. I think it's the 24th. This Saturday, that's this month. I have to check my notes to remember what day exactly the local government elections are happening, so that I mean, it makes sense for you to hear from these two parties about why it's important to face who, to know who, to take a look at their different ideologies to see which is which. While we try to get them over the phone, send your messages to us via WhatsApp. All right, we've got Segun Tomori on the phone now. Segun, did you hear anything that I was saying earlier on?
I didn't really hear, you know, it just was just rained some minutes ago, so I guess that's why we have bad network.
Bad network, right. So I was saying earlier on, when I asked about your party's ideology, and you started to talk about the infrastructure work that you've done, that infrastructure is not ideology. But I don't know, maybe you have a different view?
I'm not done yet. Yeah, can I continue?
Yes, please,
can
go ahead. Continue? Go ahead, yes.
Okay, so basically, the ideology of the APC, you know, ought to include true federalism. If you can recall, I think in 2017, there was a committee set up by, that was headed by Governor El-Rufai of Kaduna State, and he submitted a far-reaching report on true federalism, which states, among other things, recommended devolution of powers, state police, in terms of decentralizing the police, state police, community policing and all that, increased revenue for federating units and all that. So I understand that presently the National Assembly is going through the constitutional amendment. And I understand, like, I think last week, the consideration for state police passed the second reading in the House of Reps and all that. So I'm optimistic that this... this year's version of the constitutional amendment will bring forth a lot of, you know, the APC's ideas towards true federalism and restructuring will be passed, will scale through. I know that in the 8th Assembly, there was a lot of those clauses and amendments didn't scale through. So basically, the ideology of the APC, like I said, is developmental, is progressive, to bequeath Nigeria, with a fair, equitable, prosperous Nigeria, basically. So that's what I think the ideology of the APC is, aside from the infrastructural renewal, aside from the welfarist programs like the National Social Investment Program and all that. We should also not forget that, aside from the ideology, I was reading what several thousands of Nigerians have benefited from CBN loans to MSMEs. I think $134 billion has been disbursed to several thousands, I think tens of thousands of Nigerians. And I know personally those that have gotten these loans that is helping their businesses, you know, to thrive and all that, because we know that MSMEs are, you know, the driver of the economy anywhere in the world. So we are investing so much on that. So there are areas for improvement, for instance, food, Forex and insecurity, but we are also tackling that headlong. For instance, some days ago, you know, it was reported that 120 bandits, you know, were struck dead in an airstrike, coordinated airstrike with precision in Zamfara State. So So we are doing all that and combining that with trying to revamp the economy. There's a new committee on poverty reduction and growth strategy headed by the Vice President on how we can also fine-tune programs and policies to ensure that we reduce poverty. And this is not a program like any other program. I know that they're going to be looking at manufacturing, industrialization, and also giving more impetus to agriculture so that we can create more jobs, create more wealth, and, you know, reduce poverty drastically. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have Damola joining us now via Skype. I wish he had heard what you said your ideology was, because, of course, he would have had to respond to some of the things that you've raised. But now that he's here, he can also talk to us about what his party's ideology is, Damola. Damola, thank you for joining us. What is the ideology of your party? How does it differ from the other one?
Is different from that of APC.
Say that again.
Is that what you are asking? I didn't hear your question clearly.
I'm asking, what is the ideology of your party? How does it differ from the APC?
The political ideology of the PDP is nationalism. PDP is a party that believes in one Nigeria. It's a party where Igbos can feel comfortable. It's a party where Hausas can feel comfortable. It's a party where Yorubas can feel comfortable. If you look at the of the PDP,
go ahead.
Are you serious? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. Now, if you look at the history of the formation of the PDP, one member was chosen from each of the 36 states. Two of them could not attend that meeting. 34 attended out of the 36 states. And so PDP is a nationalist.
Okay, so we're having the same network issues we had with Segun with Damola. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call Damola on the phones. Damola, if you can hear me, we're going to call you over the phone as well, since whenever it rains, whenever it rains, Nigeria goes back to pre-internet days. I guess you can respond to some the very few points that Damola has raised so far. He says the PDP is a nationalist party. The PDP believes that Nigeria is for everyone. The PDP has room for everybody to be comfortable in Nigeria, the Igbos, the Yorubas, etc., etc. But part of the question that you didn't address when you were talking to Segun is how your party differs from the PDP.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just talk. Can I respond to that?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, my party is different from the PDP. Because we put the people first. Basically, this administration for the past 6 years, the people have been the fulcrum of policies and agenda and programs of this administration. You know, from any program that is conceptualized, the people are first. For instance, you know, I was talking about infrastructure. You said, okay, infrastructure is very key, and I'll give you instance. For instance, for the first time in our fourth republic, we have a presidential infrastructural development fund, you know, which is geared towards ensuring that infrastructural projects continue unabated. We saw in the 16 years of the PDP administration that they award a contract for one road project or one infrastructural project and continually keep rewarding without completing. So that is coming to an end under this administration. That's the one instance in which we are different. Because, you know, you can point to key projects that we've started and completed. Lagos-Ibadan Railway, several remodeling of airports, Warri-Ikakwe Railway that was abandoned for 30-something years. You know, the list is endless. Second Niger Bridge, which was commissioned on paper by the past administration, is that close to 60% complete? We commission before we leave office next year. You get so... We are, I feel that under the APC, accountability and transparency, you know, has been key into how we handle resources, you know, into how we do our budgeting. And I know that for the first time in 16 years, I think our budget performance was even last year, or 2019, I can't remember, was in the region of 80%, I think, capital budget performance and all that. We used to have a something percent at most, maybe 40%. I don't even think we have up to 40% under the past administration. So those are, and we have been able to plug loopholes, you know, through the full implementation of the Treasury single account. You know, the era in which anybody would just go to CBN and collect billions, you know, for religious purposes or spiritual purposes, as is a thing of the past. You know, so I'm not saying that there's no corruption, but I think there's been more political will to tackle corruption from the top.
Okay.
You know, I remember at the point when the president said, you know, corruption from the president alone accounted for at least 50% of the corruption we had in 16 years. That's from the presidency, you know, that the president will directly, you know, dip his hands into the public till, you know, to take money for sundry purposes. That has stopped under this administration.
All right, let's pause there. Shagun, let's pause there. Let's come to Demola. Demola is on the phone now. Hopefully we don't have an interruption. Demola, you were talking to us about PDP's ideology. You were also going to talk to us about how you're different from the APC. Now, we've got 1 minute, 30 seconds, but you can continue after we come back from commercials. Go ahead.
Sandra, I mean, when you talk about an ideology, it's not talking about, you know, the basic things and talking about, oh, we have achieved this percentage of budget, which, by the way, is not true. Anybody can go and fact-check it. No budget under the APC government has that 50% performance. You can say that you release money for capital projects up to 80-something percent, but their budgets have always failed. But when you talk about an ideology, that is the ideal guiding a party and what makes it different from the other one.
Right.
The People's Democratic Party is a party that was formed to be a nationalist party for all Nigerians. If you look at the history of the PDP, one representative was chosen from each of the 36 states. Two could not come to that meeting, and you ended up having the G34, which became the People's Democratic Party. If you look at the history of the APP, it was essentially an Hausa Fulani party. If you look at the issue of the Alliance for Democracy, it was essentially a Yoruba party. And so their formation, it was essentially a formation between the Yorubas and the Hausa Fulanis. And that is why up to date, you have a sort of exclusion of the Southwest and the Southeast within that political formation.
All right, hold that thought. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
God.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, 5:30, and I've got Demola Olarenwaju on the line with me. I also have on the line with me Segun Tomori. Segun Tomori is a member of the Young Stakeholders of the APC. He's also Executive Director Communications for Red Media. Demola is a frontline. Sorry, say that again, Segun.
Red Pole Media.
Oh, Red Pole. I'm sorry. Red Pole Media. Okay. Yeah. And then Demola is a frontline Lagos PDP strategist. It's important to listen to both of them because we have local government elections coming up. So this is a good time as any to find out if there are any ideological differences between both parties. Demola was talking to us about the ideology of the PDP before the break. Demola, over to you.
Yeah, so the ideology of the PDP is nationalism, as the ideology of the APC is more of Yoruba and Fulani ethnocentrism. Now, if you, on the economic side, when you talk of economic ideologies, the PDP is more of a capitalist party. It is an economic liberalism is the ideology of the PDP in that regard. And that is why when the PDP was in power, a lot of privatization activities were carried out. Most of these things that were being run by government, PDP privatized most of them. In other words, PDP is a party that believes that government doesn't really have any business being in business. Government is only supposed to provide an environment for businesses to thrive. And so PDP believes that, you know, government should not be involved in businesses. You give people grants, give them money to establish business, but let the private sector drive the economy forward. Whereas the APC is a statist party that believes a lot in pseudo-socialism. And I call it pseudo-socialism because it is not socialism in itself. Socialism in itself controls the factors of production. In other words, everything is state-owned. Government is the one that produces it, the entire process. The APC government is not controlling the factors of production, but they are controlling what is being produced. They are trying to control what is being produced in oil, in agriculture, in every sector. They say you can sell, you cannot sell. Rather than letting market forces determine prices, they are, you know, they close down the borders, prices keep rising up, and that is why you have inflation. Because socialism is more or less a dead ideology. People, you know, countries that practice socialism, Venezuela, Cuba, most of them are in crisis today, and Nigeria, under the APC government, is gradually going in that direction. So there are two basic ideological differences between the PDP and the APC. Number one, PDP is a nationalist party that believes in one Nigeria, where we believe that, you know, every Nigerian is a Nigerian, and no Nigerian is more Nigerian than any Nigerian. APC is a party that believes in Fulani ethnocentrism and Yoruba ethnocentrism, because their history from 1999, Alliance for Democracy and the All Progressive Party, as a 1999, that became the All Progressive Congress eventually, they are parties of the Hausa, Fulanis, and then also of the Yorubas. And then when it comes to economic ideology, the PDP is an economic liberal party. We believe in economic liberalism, while the APC is a pseudo-socialist party, Sandra.
Okay. Shagun, do you agree do you disagree?
I don't. I have things to say.
Go ahead, yeah. Say them.
Okay. He spoke a lot about APC, PDP being he kept repeating that PDP is an national party.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he means by that. And I will try to take him back memory lane. When we had our merger was between APN, MPP, CPC, and a fraction of APGA, led by Richard Okorota, which is from the southeast. You understand? We also have national leaders from the southeast like Ogbonnaya Onu. We have Chris Ngige, you know, and all that were foundation members of the APC. So I don't understand what it means by, okay, the founding blocks of the APC are regional and only Fulani and the southwest. So that is totally not true. APC is well represented. It's presently the largest party in Africa, spread across the nook and cranny of the country. And because of how attractive our party is, you know, disenchanted governors from his party are defecting in droves. You understand? We have people everywhere. So I don't understand what he means by it's not a nationalist party. The Minister of Transportation doing yeoman's job is from the south, Osimi Amechi, you know, and all that. We have Ogbonnaya Onu. We have people in the southeast, you know, and they're still joining us. We are a nationalist party. I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's talking about the economic ideology of the PDP.
Right.
You know, and all that. Mm-hmm. I put it to him that the economic ideology of the PDP is confusion. It's a confusion ideology. And I will give you instances.
Okay.
Under the Obasanjo administration, mm-hmm. there was what they called the need strategy. The need was the economic fulcrum of the Obasanjo administration. When it got to Yar'Adua had whether it was a 7-point agenda or a 5-point agenda, I can't understand. Then when it came to Jonathan, he called it whatever he did. He was doing whatever he was doing. But I think his own agenda was a kleptomaniac agenda, economic ideology under Jonathan. So we didn't see any form of continuity. Even if they said they had an economic ideology under Obasanjo, for instance, you know, which we heard about, he tried, I'll give him credit for the tax relief and some other things that he tried to do economically, but we didn't see state projects come to fruition and completed, you know, where the administration before us.
Okay,
agendas and all that. Mm. See, today the government is bailing them out because most competent to cronies of the past administration is that an economic ideology? No, I don't understand what he's talking about. But we are laying solid foundation. And we, by the grace of God, when we take over power in 2023, we'll solidify what we are doing. You know, we spoke about we know that. If the problem of insecurity has affected farming and agriculture in the north, I would say that, you know...
Shagun, all of the things you're mentioning with insecurity and infrastructure are not part of ideology so far?
I am countering what he's saying. Mm. I have told you about ideology. I have told you about true federalism.
Mm.
I have talked about ideology. I have told you about developmental and ensuring prosperity for all Nigerians.
So to summarize, Segun. To summarize, the APC is number one, progressive party. Number two, what's your economic ideology?
Economic ideology.
Yeah.
Is to ensure superior society, is to ensure that Nigerians are able to afford basic necessities of life,
okay.
You know, make life more prosperous for people.
Okay.
You know, if for instance, a certain number of Nigerians live below poverty line, our ideology should be to lead them out of that.
Should be or is?
And that's why we are doing a lot of programs targeted towards reducing poverty. The president has said, you know, want to lead 100 million Nigerians out of poverty in 10 years. That is an ideology. And we are being practical about
it. That's not an ideology. That's a government program.
Social investment program.
Government program.
Which is targeted to lifting people in those lower rungs. You understand? There is a conditional cash transfer for the poor and the vulnerable. You know, those are part of direct programs to the, you know, and this is not just Nigeria. You can Google it.
Okay, Segun, I want to give Demola a chance. Segun, I want to give Demola a chance to respond, but I want to summarize what you're saying so that it's easy for my listeners to digest. Demola says PDP has a free market capitalist agenda and that APC is socialist. Do you agree?
I'm not an economic major, Sandra.
Okay.
So I might not know how to, but I can give you statistics of what we are doing differently.
Okay, hold on. So let me help you make sense. So everybody wants to lift people out of poverty. Ideology is about how. How does the APC do it? That's what helps determine, you know, what your economic ideology is.
APC, I've itemized this to you. APC is empowering MSMEs, you know, putting funds, credit, facilities, grants, a whole lot of programs to boost MSMEs.
Okay.
We have the social investment program that is targeting, you know, the poor and the vulnerable at the grassroots. You know, those are part of the ideologies. We are trying to the economic sustainability plan after COVID-19, you know, target to build, I think, 300,000 housing units using local content and all that. You know, given the scope of such a project, because already ongoing in the fourth phase, you know, a lot of people will be employed, there will be a lot of employment, you know, of the value chain and all that. So that's part of the ideology.
Okay.
You know, to grow local content.
Okay, let's leave it at that. Demola, let me come to you. You've heard the things that Segun has said. What do you say?
Well, I think, you know, the APC is not sure of its own identity. Look, pre-president of PDP extended towards capitalism, even. If, I mean, there's a range. You can have needs, you can have 7-point agenda, you can have all those. The U.S. capitalist in that George Bush's program wouldn't be different from that of Donald Trump, from that of Obama, but the U.S. has a fixed policy of capitalism. The same thing with USSR when there's a socialist reform. But even that aside, you know, just today, to give you an example, Sandra, how can a progressive against electronic transmission of votes. Just today in the Senate, at the Federal Senate, a PDP senator, Yinaya Abaride, stood up and insisted that rather than just voice vote, senators should be allowed to vote dually on the transmission. Now, if a party is truly a progressive party, one would expect that APC members would vote for electronic transmission. But what did we do? Out of 88 senators present at today's plenary, 52 APC senators rejected electronic transmission, while 36 PDP senators voted in support of electronic transmission without interference of NCC or the National Assembly. APC folks, APC senators, 52 of them, accepted and said, okay, we will allow electronic transmission, but only if the National Assembly still has oversight of INEC in that regard, and the NCC also has oversight of INEC in that regard. And you claim to be a progressive party. Do we really understand what the progressive ideology anywhere in the world means? It is about systemic change. And you see, when we say that their party is a socialist party, one, apart from the fact that they don't control the factors of production, but they want to control what's being produced. This is a party that believes more in overtaxing the wealthy. And that is why you have many corporations running out of Nigeria today. That's why you have two recessions back to back. Look, we cannot deny to ourselves. Nobody has to be an economic major or an economic minor in order to see that the policies of the APC, as far as the economy is concerned, has failed. Every day we go out and prices are skyrocketing. This is because when it comes to the economy, the APC does not understand what exactly it is doing. But saying the example, a pseudo-socialist party is one that will prefer to give 5,000 naira to traders and tell you we have spent 13 billion on empowerment. A pseudo-socialist party is a party that prefers to focus more on feeding children who they claim are going to school without paying the salaries of the teachers, without providing books for the children, without being concerned about the education of the children. Rather, they are more happy to say, oh, we spent 13 billion naira on school feeding during the COVID-19 period where everybody was in their various houses. And then when they were asked, they said they traced these students to their houses and were feeding them in their houses. We are not babies. Ignoring the corruption aspect of it, that such an idea can only come from a socialist party. A capitalist party will think of how to empower a man to fish. A party that is pseudo-socialist, a capitalist party will think of how to empower you to fish. A pseudo-socialist party will think of how to give you fish so that you will come back the following day. And that is all the APC, that is all their ideas. I think Nigerians should understand the difference between the two parties, especially with the example of what happened today as regards electronic transmission. All PDP senators, and people can fact check this. All PDP senators voted in favor of electronic transmission of election results without interference from the NCC or the National Assembly. But the APC, 52 of their senators who were present today, said that the INEC must. So what then is independent about INEC?
All right, gentlemen.
This is clear to Nigerians by now.
Gentlemen, let's talk to Lagos. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. We've got WhatsApp as well, so share your thoughts there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. When we take at least three calls, 60 seconds each, I'll come back and ask about Atiku Abubakar, Bukola Saraki, and Godwin Obaseki, who are all in the PDP today, but they were in the APC in 2015. If there is an ideological difference between the two parties, how were these men able to join your party, Demola, and become leaders in your party? Does this mean that they changed their ideologies, or does this mean that they always had the same ideology as your party, even when they were in the APC? And then for Shagung, also after we take three calls, 60 seconds each, I will ask you about David Umahi, Bello Matawalle, and Ben Ayade. They're all in the APC today, but they were in the PDP in 2019. If there's an ideological difference between the two parties, how were these two men able to join your party and become leaders in it? Does this mean that they changed their ideologies? Or does this mean that they always had the same ideology as your party, even when they were in the PDP? So think about your answers. You're going to get 2 minutes each to answer after we take three calls, 60 seconds each. Ngozi, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, having listened to both parties, I would categorically tell you that this is why APC has taken us this so far with the economy. The truth remains, judging from what both guys said, APC actually have no ideology at all. You can even see the guy trying to mix what they have done with the party's ideology. That is not an ideology. And he kept saying, should be. Meaning he is not even sure of what the ideology of their party is. Then coming to the PDP guy, I would say he's more focused and maybe probably projected the party in the light manner. Talking about a nationalist party, yes, we all know PDP from their formation. You can give that to them. But coming to other things in general, Sandra, I will tell you that there is no political party, both APC and PDP, they don't have any ideology.
Thank you very much for calling, Ngozi. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 01465-7190 for women. 0700-993-993-993 for men. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, you've got 60 seconds.
Yeah. I think you see why we're in this mess. This man from APC, man, you don't even know what his ideology is. The promises that they promise Nigerians that they are failed to fulfill is what he's mentioning as ideology. We're in a very big mess in this context. The ideology is to suck blood here and there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello, Sandra. This is Edith from Jakonde State.
Good evening, ma'am. You've got 60 seconds.
In fact, left for me, PDP and APC should go. Nigeria should look for another party. We are fed up and tired of all this nonsense. Look at where they have... They have made us. If you watch what they are saying, you will just know that, in fact, there is no idea. They don't have... In fact, two of them are the same thing. As far as I'm concerned, Nigerians should start from today looking for another party, another leader that will take us to the promised land. That is my candid opinion.
Edith, thank you very much for calling to share it. All right, Demola, like I said, Atiku Abubakar, Bukola Saraki and Godwin Obaseki are all in the PDP today, but they were in the APC in 2015. If there's an ideological difference between the two parties, how were these men able to join your party and become leaders in your party? Have their ideologies changed? Were they of the same ideology as your party even when they were in the APC? Demola?
Sandra, the truth is this. Political parties have ideology, but not all politicians have ideology. That's the blunt truth. Political parties have ideology, not all politicians have ideology. That's number one. Number two is that the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, which PDP fully follows, says that if anybody defects into your party, as a matter of fact, today, if General Muhammadu Buhari wants to defect into the PDP, PDP cannot say, don't join our party. It is only after you come in and we present to you the manifesto of the party that this is our ideology and we expect you to abide by it. In other words, if you come into our party, we expect you to embrace economic liberalism, we expect you to embrace nationalism, treat everybody from every part of the country fairly and equally on the basis of equity. If you come into our party, you abide by that. Now, if while within our party you do not abide by that, tell you and say, oh, you came into our party and you do not abide by our rules, then we can extort. And you say, oh, don't join our party because as we are looking at you, we think that you won't believe in our ideology. So that is the truth of the matter. However, when it comes to the issue of governance, and I think, you know, this needs to be made clear, that PDP has nothing to offer any sitting governor in Nigeria now. The APC has everything to offer sitting governors in Nigeria now. The APC can offer them, you know, immunity from EFCC, harassing their commissioners, harassing their State House of Assembly members, which we have been seeing in PDP states. EFCC goes after commissioners, goes all to get at them, and then eventually the governor defects. And once you defect, you know, the EFCC will get off your back. If as a governor you want, the APC is at the party at the center, the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He can offer you those things that, look, when it comes to election period, we'll deploy armies to your state to help you impose your candidates and so on and so forth. What does the PDP have? The PDP did these things when, at a certain point, under the reign of Tivolisha Bombasanjo, we did it for 4 years. But then we evolved from those things. Now it is what APC is doing now. If you see any governor coming to PDP, it is because the person has realized that APC is not fit for him anymore, and then they defect. Not because they were induced, not because they were coerced, because PDP does not have what it takes to induce a governor. The governor of Zamfara, who defected, said it at the time. He said when he had a fire incident in the market in his state in Bauchi, APC governors came, and the APC as a party donated 100 million naira to him. PDP governors could only afford to donate, I think, about 50 million naira. He said it openly. That is how APC induces them. PDP is not a party. We don't have what it takes to induce you. We don't have what it takes to coerce. You don't look at this. The people that leave APC and come to PDP, they come of their own free will because they understand that APC is not treating them well, and so they come to PDP.
Right.
Whereas, those who are leaving PDP to APC, some of them are being coerced, some of them are being threatened. Some of them are being induced.
All right, your two minutes are up. Hold on. We're going to come to Segun after this break. Lagos, don't go away. You're listening to Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lagos, we've got just 2 minutes, and that 2 minutes I'm giving to Segun Tomori. Segun Tomori, the same question I asked Demola as well. What do you say?
Okay, I would not try to defend anything. For now, the ideology of the APC is still vague. We are still evolving, and that's why people like us want us to have, you know, it's future condition for defection, you know, in the Constitution, in the Electoral Act and all that, such that people cannot just defect if they feel that their bread can be buttered in the ruling party, they leave the opposition and vice versa. I am personally against that and all that, and I want to see future conditions for defection in the Constitution, future conditions to accept defectors in my party